The room is filled with summer sunshine. It falls through the two sash windows in great shafts, warming the unsanded floorboards and making the freshly painted walls gleam. The tiler, at work in the bathroom, is listening to a 1980s station on the radio. It's playing Hold Me Now by the Thompson Twins. He likes the 80s stuff, the music my father used to listen to. I dreamt about Dad last night for the first time in months. My arm rises and falls to the beat as I apply a fresh coat of paint with the roller. My hips and shoulders move in time too. When I'm done, I stand back to admire my handiwork. This flat has been a sanctuary. I expect that's why I had the dream, because the renovation is almost complete and it'll be rented out soon. Just this room and the carpeting, and then I'm done. And it won't be my sanctuary anymore. It'll be someone else's. Martin felt like a safe place once. Two arms to enfold me when I was too young to realize I had taken the easy option, that I needed to do it for myself. And now it's too late. I'm trapped. Flat 2, 42 Linden Road. I spotted the for sale sign on the walk to Lucas's school 2 months ago, viewed it the same morning, and then convinced Martin it would be a sound investment. The four flats we currently rent out are modern, trouble-free boxes. This would be our first fixer-upper. Martin didn't take much convincing. After all, it's a lot closer to home than the others. A 5-minute drive or a 20-minute walk. He's happier when I'm close by. I check my phone. 12:15. Time to start cleaning up. Martin likes lunch at 1 on the dot, and he likes us to have it together, even if it means interrupting my day.